Mexico tells pleading Biden, will curb 2024 migrant flood if you aid dictators. By Neil Monroe on December 28, 2023. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, hinted to a U.S. delegation that he will reduce migration to the United States if liberal President Joe Biden gives more aid and support to Latin American dictators. Instead of blocking migration, it is more efficient and more humane to invest in the development of the people, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said before the Wednesday meeting. The migration issue is going to intensify in 2024, he added. Mexico has the upper hand this time around, said a tweet from Auden Cabillo, a Mexico-based journalist who covered the December 27 meeting between Biden's deputies and Obrador, often called AMLO. Cabello continued. AMLO knows U.S. elections are around the corner and immigration is a top issue. U.S. is desperate for Mexico's help to stem the migrant flow. AMLO will capitalize by asking for more aid, funding, and ask the U.S. to invest in root causes. Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, instead of walls. All three countries, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, are run by left-wing dictators who are already exporting their people to work in the United States. Each month, Biden's progressive deputies already welcome roughly 22,000 workers from the three dictatorships, who then help the dictators by sending remittances home from their low-wage U.S. jobs. The remittances also fund and motivate additional migration into the United States. In 2023, Biden and his pro-migration deputies admitted roughly 4 million illegal migrants across the southern border and deported only about 500,000. The vast illegal inflow welcomed from Mexico is in addition to the legal immigration of roughly 1 million migrants, the inflow of roughly 1 million legal visa workers, and the rising number of people who overstay their legal visas. The total inflow in 2023 added up to roughly 5.5 million people, or roughly 3 migrants for every 2 American births. This business-backed, Democrat-protected invasion is wrecking Democrats' political support nationwide, especially in Chicago and New York. So Biden's decision to open the border leaves him with little leverage over AMLO, who knows he has the power to wreck Biden's 2024 campaign by accelerating worldwide migration into the United States. Biden's delegation was led by Biden's pro-migration Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and his pro-migration, Cuban-born border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. AMLO knows both men support mass migration into the United States and will not try to punish Mexico for its policy of helping it deliver wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants into American communities. AMLO also knows that Biden wants to further outsource the management of the U.S. border to Mexico rather than face down his pro-migration supporters during an election year. AMLO wants to help Mexicans and other migrants move into the United States. Since 2001, Biden has allowed roughly 2.4 million Mexicans to move into U.S. jobs and homes. That migration is roughly 2% of Mexico's population, and it helps grow Mexico's influence over American elections. Biden likely wants AMLO to reduce migration in 2024, perhaps by blocking migrants at Mexico's distant southern border. The reduction would be good for Biden's campaign because he does not have enough government money to transport, house, and feed his growing migrant wave throughout the United States. In December, GOP senators voted down a request for $14 billion to help smooth over and hide Biden's migrant inflow. Without this money, Biden's migrants will spill into the open and further anger Americans. Remarkably, Biden is also using trade sanctions against Mexico to leverage concessions from AMLO. The sanctions include his decision to shut down several train lines between Mexico and the United States, so damaging Mexico's export industry, including the export of perishable farm goods, the AP reported. We spoke about the importance of the border, and about the economic relationship, the importance of reopening the border crossings. That is a priority for us, Foreign Relations Secretary Alicia Bárcena said following the meeting in Mexico City. The pro-migration reporters at the New York Times portrayed the shutdown as an unintended consequence of unwanted migration. The increase in border crossings in recent weeks has forced border officials to shut down railway crossings temporarily in El Paso and Eagle Pass, Texas, and to close the port of entry in Lukeville, Arizona, While the railway crossings are reopened, Biden administration officials plan to speak to Mexican officials about the port of entry closures, officials said in a statement. But the statement from Blinken's Department of State conveys a threat of continued sanctions if Mexico does not cooperate with Biden's plans to minimize the visibility of his migration during the 2024 campaign year. Secretary Blinken will discuss unprecedented irregular migration in the Western Hemisphere and identify ways Mexico and the United States will address border security challenges, including actions to enable the reopening of key ports of entry across our shared border. These semi-covert trade sanctions are noteworthy, partly because Biden has not imposed sanctions on Mexico to stop migrants, only to smooth their arrival. Nor has he imposed any sanctions to force down the cross-border flow of deadly drugs that kill roughly 70,000 Americans each year. So, the two governments have many reasons to ensure their deliberate migration into the United States does not cause border pileups that produce damaging TV coverage on the evening news during the 2024 campaign year.